M40. Number 2A.
We come now to cassette 5. And we'll start now with Christ translation. This was another assignment to consider really those two translations that we have in the textbook, the translation of Immortal Mind and the scientific translation of Mortal Mind. We have in the scientific translation of Immortal Mind, we have three subtitles. First one is God, the second is man, the third is idea. Now, what does that imply? I think this would show at once that a translation would involve the translation from God at the beginning of the translation to the point of idea at the end of that translation. In between is man, but man there is characterized not as generic man, but as individual man. If you look up that definition, you will see that there man is defined to be individual, and therefore not the generic term man. So that we can see that the translation that is shown here would show us how God translates himself to individual man at the point of idea. Therefore, to men, individual men, as idea. It is, therefore, a translation that remains holy in the absolute sense, that does not touch at, in the main, the relative sense. It is not yet showing how the divine idea will resolve an erroneous situation. That will be shown in the second translation, the scientific translation of Mortal Mind. So we will first stick to that first translation and consider there the first point, God giving there order of the seventh synonymous term, which is very much different from the word order, giving us the order of divine principle, life, truth, love, then soul, spirit, mind. We can see what we have been saying on the first hour already, that when we have the seven synonymous terms, that we need another category in order to give to those seven synonymous terms a definite order. If we take the seven synonymous term and take in the category of the word, then we come to the order of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. But if we take in the Christ standpoint into the seven synonymous term, then the Christ is that which orders the seven synonymous term in the way that it expresses the Christ translation. And that Mrs. Eddy gives in the order of, as we see, principle, life, truth, love, and soul, spirit, mind. And so we want to spend a few hours on this Christ translation. And we do it, again, with a sense, not only to get a literal explanation of the order, why the order is in this order, but what I would like to achieve a little bit, I can't do it much more than a little bit, is to give a new feel of that Christ translation, really the feel of it. Not only the literal sense, the smattering sense, that now the student goes home and says, yes, I know, there is another order besides the word order, there is a Christ order, and that Christ order there, the synonymous terms are arranged differently. They are arranged principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. And now I got something. We haven't got the thing. What we really must culture is that that whole order is no more something that we think about, that we have to somehow to get aware of it, but that it becomes an awareness, a constant awareness, so that it gives another world feel, as just as we had it with the term idea. And actually, we will see that the term that of the Christ idea and the feel of the Christ idea is being expanded very much if we understand the Christ order and have also a feel of the Christ order, so that the feel of the Christ idea woven into really the Christ order should give us a completely different inner constant awareness for everyday life. We should little by little culture that so that somehow we walk in this universe with a completely new world feel. I repeat that and repeat that because usually the students also repeat endlessly something which is literal, so I would like to repeat something that is of the nature of awareness of a true new consciousness. That true new consciousness, where we have a constant sense that no matter what we do, no matter where we walk around, no matter if we are at home or on the street or in the business, no matter if things go well or things don't go well humanly, that there is something within us that constantly has that pedal note, that background music that goes on constantly and says, there is only one thing going on, and that's the infinite translation from God to the point of idea, to the individual concept of man as idea. And actually, if we see that, then there is no more any occasion for being worried, for being afraid of anything. We go along the day and just always feel that the blessing of God, the grace of God, the gift of God is constantly pouring down on every point in experience, to every situation in our experience, and that there is no individual situation in our whole life from morning, noon, and night, no individual situation which is not touched constantly by that stream of grace flowing from God to man. That is what we should attain, and not so much that afterwards we can, in a literal way, define every synonymous term rightly. That is naturally also necessary as a prerequisite, but the main thing is that we get a new feel. We had to use all those first three syllabus clauses in order to straighten out the letter. And we could straighten out the letter, I hope, to a great extent, so that we are secure in the letter, that we can prove our findings through the textbook and the letter of the textbook. But now, when we come into the orders, into the Christ order, Christianity order, and science order, really that letter sense should be replaced by a feel, a world feel, a new world awareness. That is innate in us without that we are constantly have to think about it, so that it is innate within us. That's what I would like to do, and we try to do that by just contemplating first this Christ order. Now, the very first thing I think we have to understand about that Christ order is really the purpose of that order. Always when we first ask what is the purpose of an order, so to say the direction that is given into an order, we have the a criterion according to which we can measure then everything. Now, if we look at this Christ order, the very first thing I think we have to realize is that this is not a definition of God. The definition of God we have on page 465 in recapitulation. Question, what is God? Answer, God is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. That's the definition of the nature of God. What we get here under God, because the subtitle is also God, is not the definition of God. What we get here is what? What do we get here if it's not the definition of God? And yet the title is God. What is the purpose here? It is the operation, how God comes to us. Also, it's a translation of, you have to say what God to men, huh? To the point of idea. So, can you see that this is not a definition of the nature of God? Can you see that? Therefore, even if we want to use the word definition, we would have to say it defines not the nature of God, it defines how a translation takes place. That's something very different. And it is actually this very point that we have to keep in mind if we want to understand those seven synonymous terms properly in the Christ order. So what did we say what those seven synonymous terms here have to define? They define how principle translates itself to the point of idea. And I put the accent on how. All right. Then, if you go out from that point, can you see that then, therefore, this synonymous term must always have a tonality that is adapted to this translation. Therefore, we cannot symbolize the seven synonymous terms through any ideas that we have as ideas characterizing those seven synonymous terms. It is now a specialized order, namely the Christ order, a normal the word order. And as it is a specialized order, naturally also the ideas characterizing these orders must be specialized. They must have, therefore, always a tonality within themselves that would express, so to say, two things that we have seen. They must express the ability to translate itself, which must be expressed through qualities that always have the quality of showing that the synonymous term can have a translating office. And perhaps as a second one, because it translates itself in spite of everything, that it must have a power sense in it. Is that clear? Well, we will very soon see if that is clear or not when we go through the individual ideas. I repeat. The Christ order is not the word order. The Christ order has a different office than the word order. That different office of the Christ order is defined through the purpose of the Christ order. And the purpose of the Christ order is to show how principle translates itself to the point of idea. So all these qualities, all these synonymous terms must be symbolized through qualities that express a translatability, the ability to translate itself. And second, because the Christ is that which is irresistible in its translatability, they must all have a power sense in it. And that gives you afterwards the feel of the Christ translation. It is, as I always like to compare it when I saw the falls, the Niagara Falls, when I looked at that, I just was thinking, that's the Christ. Nothing can go against it. I've never seen any fish nor anybody swimming up the falls. It's too powerful to go against it. And it's such a power that just comes down and down and down, and whatever stands in the way is wiped out. That's the Christ. That terrific power sense, always from above, never going up the ladder, always coming from the top right down. And this is a new world feel, that we stand under that waterfall and just feel that nothing is going on from morning, noon, and night, but that grace of God in its most powerful way is constantly pouring on us, and we can't resist the flowing in of the blessing. We may for a while resist it, but afterwards we have to give in. Yes, so here we would have to consider this synonymous term under this aspect. Now, we have also seen that this Christ translation will show that God translates itself to the point of idea, because it has God, man, idea, which would teach us that not we can translate God to the point of idea. Now, this is usually the mistake that is being made, that we translate the principle to the point of idea. That we say we have to take the teaching of Christian Science and have to translate it into human experience. In a way, this is true, but the method that is used is usually wrong. Namely, that it is a human effort to take the divine principle and apply it to the human situation. And we do that under the slogan, well, you have to translate it into your human life. Now, this has nothing to do with the Christ translation. You have in the Christ translation very clearly God, man, idea, and there is no human connotation in it. There is nothing in it that says what we have to do. We have to let it happen. The Christ translation is that eternal, let it happen, let it be. It therefore is something that takes courage for us. Because why does it take courage? Because we think if we let it happen, and if we don't stand at the helm of the boat will not find its right direction, that it will go astray. We have always a human feeling that if we don't watch every situation and tell what to do, when to go left, when to go right, when to move, when to stop, that things go wrong. But the Christ translation says, keep out of that business. Don't interfere. There is only one thing going on, and that's God. And God translates himself and knows how to translate himself to the point of man, the individual man, as the highest sense of God, namely as idea. So it needs that terrific courage of trust. There where we need trust, there where we need the true sense of faith, which is a trust in an understood principle, and trust that principle will work the way principle wants to work, and that if we let principle work the way principle wants to work, that is the best working that can be thought of. So it's again, you see, a scientific attitude, and no more a metaphysical attitude. In a metaphysical attitude, we are constantly at the point where we say, all right, what shall I do now? What is now the right thought? What should I think? A science standpoint says, you go out from principle and stick there. And then we can help that. Now comes in the Christ translation. Now, if we know the step-by-step procedure of what the Christ does when he translates itself to the point of idea, we can go along with it. That's then our active part in that passive state of things. That we don't say, that we don't go into two mistakes. First, the first mistake that we think we have to do it. And in the second mistake that we say, no, let God do it, and I don't have to do anything. That would be the second mistake. The right point is, let God do it, but let us go along with it. Let's go along the Christ order in a very conscious way. So again, it is an active taking part in an awareness which does not interfere with the happening of God's working. Yes. Yes? Yes. Yes. Sure. Exactly. Huh? The Christ cannot stand alone at that point, because it says, well, what is the Christ? It's God coming to men. So first you must know what God is. Therefore you need first the Word of God to understand what God is. And what God is summarized as principle, because principle is that synonymous term which takes all the synonymous terms together. So,
isn't that
where the faith in Christ comes from? Yes. That's where it comes from, because you know what God is. The only thing we don't know is what God will work out. That we don't know. But, this is the main point here, we know how God will work it out. See, that's the difference. So the Christ translation is the showing of the how. Principle translates itself, not the fact that it does translate itself. See, for instance, when you say in another class, I can repeat that because it's a very good example, when we were discussing what the translation means, then they would say, well, it translates the harmony of principle to the point of the harmony in man. Well, that's true, but that is not the Christ order. That's a fact, but the Christ order does not want to show that. I have now to be very exact in my language. Does not show that the harmony of principle is translated into the harmony in everyday experience. That's not what the Christ order wants to show. The Christ order wants to show how the harmony of principle translates itself to the harmony in men. Can you see the difference? What I want to bring out? No, you don't look as if you... Yeah? Yeah? Sure? You have it? Huh? Yeah? 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 See, when we talk about the translation, we know that it is translation from God to the point of idea. We know that. Okay. Well, that's the fact of translation. That's true. So, we feel that the Christ order says, now I say something wrong, that the belief is that the Christ order shows that, for instance, the harmony of principle is translated to the point of harmony in man and the universe. Now, this is not the Christ order. This is just a fact of translation. The Christ order has a different office. The Christ order wants to show how this fact is established, how the harmony of principle is brought out at the point of harmony in the man and universe. It's the how, the process. We said Christ is a process. Christ is the expression of it. So it will give us the reason why and how it is possible that God, who is the one and all, can be translated to the infinite ideas, to the specification of ideas. That's what it wants to show. Okay.